Stock and financial markets are having a hard time deciding whether to applaud the Bush administration's $700 billion bailout of U.S. financial institutions. Asian markets were pretty upbeat. They all closed higher. European markets were downcast. Most lost ground after setting records Friday. They are uncertain about the details of the bailout or that it will even happen. Wall Street wasn't happy either. The Dow Jones Index wiped out pretty much all of Friday's gains, closing down today 371 points. We'll hear more about how the bailout plan is making its way through Washington later. But first, here's the world's Katie Clark on what other countries are doing to help the U.S. out.
Let's start with the good news. The Japanese banking group Mitsubishi announced today that it plans to buy up to a 20% stake in banking giant Morgan Stanley. Ben Carliner of the Economic Strategy Institute in Washington says offers like that are just what the U.S. financial community needs right now.
In the long run, private sector money from around the world is going to be more significant than public bailout money in terms of recapitalizing institutions and operating in the global financial system.
The Mitsubishi offer comes after Morgan Stanley and America's other last major independent investment bank, Goldman Sachs, announced that they were changing their status. The change allows them to take deposits and to get easier access to credit from the Federal Reserve. Carliner says Mitsubishi's current interest in Morgan Stanley is a welcome statement of faith.
But it's also, they're in the business of making a profit, and so they also think that, this is a savvy investment.
Meantime, everyone's waiting for the U.S. to fix its own problem. No other countries come up with a solution. Andrew Hilton with London's Center for the Study of Financial Innovation says that shouldn't surprise anyone.
This is an American problem at the moment. It will become a European problem. It'll become a global problem. But at the present time, what everyone else wants is for the Americans to show that they have got the crisis under control in the U.S.
Hilton commends the Bush administration for recognizing that fact. At the same time, he rejects suggestions that the international community should bear any of the financial burden of a bailout like the ones Washington's preparing for insurer AIG and mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There are lots of other companies around the world which, on a smaller scale, took the same kind of risk and have incurred the same kinds of losses. But the rest of the world doesn't owe a responsibility to AIG any more than the U.S. owes a responsibility to Northern Rock in the U.K. or to HBOS, the bank that was saved by the British authorities last week.
And if the British can do it, why can't the richer Americans? Anders Osland is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington.
Frankly, there's so much more money that the U.S. taxpayers can produce. So it's not obvious that broader international support would be neither needed nor very helpful to the United States.
What everyone seems to agree on is that this financial storm brings to center stage the need for some sort of global financial regime. It needs to be one that can regulate and inspect the increasingly interconnected financial markets and support them in the event of another crisis. Again, Ben Carliner of the Economic Strategy Institute.
And that was, one of the lessons of early 20th century America, that, you needed to build federal regulators to oversee a lot of the business in the United States, because the states weren't getting the job done, and you had big institutions whose breadth spanned the country. The analogy holds for the global economy in the 21st century.
For The World, this is Katie Clark.